As Californians turn in their ballots in the recall election, voting rights activists in Washington, D.C. gathered in front of the Capitol for a rally under the rubric, Let's Finish the Job for the People. They're calling on the Senate to pass a new bill called the Freedom to Vote Act. Jana Morgan is director of a coalition called Declaration for American Democracy.
Just this morning, Senate Democrats announced that they have come to an agreement on the Freedom to Vote Act. This bold legislation will protect the freedom to vote, end partisan gerrymandering, and reduce the power of big money special interests in our politics, upholding the key pillars of the For the People Act. And so this is the revised kind of version of the For the People Act. And so you've now made my shirt a collector's item. Thank you, everybody. Grab your signs. They're going to be hard to get after this.
The Freedom to Vote Act is a compromise worked out by 8 Democratic senators, 4 progressives, and 4 moderates. It keeps some of the provisions of the For the People Act that was blocked in the Senate by a Republican filibuster. Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota is a lead sponsor of the Right to Vote Act. She says it keeps key reforms that were in the For the People Act.
Guaranteed all Americans have access to at least 15 days of early voting, ensuring all voters can cast a mail-in ballot, making it easier to register to vote, including same-day registration, preventing eligible voters from being purged from the voter rolls, and prohibiting gerrymandering so that voters choose their elected officials and not the other way around.
California Senator Alex Padilla thanked the coalition for its ongoing advocacy.
We have created in California the most inclusive democracy of any state in the nation. And every voter in America deserves the same options to participate, to register to vote, to stay registered to vote, and actually cast their ballot. Our democracy is on the line.
Alongside the senators, the rally featured voting rights and civil rights activists and union leaders. Randy Weingarten is head of the American Federation of Teachers.
Here I am, an 11th grade social studies teacher, now being the president of the AFT, and I teach democracy every day. What you're doing is you are living democracy. You are fighting for democracy. You are making sure it's not just a little sport that we watch.
The Right to Vote Act could come up for a vote quickly. Democratic Senate Leader Chuck Schumer of New York spoke about the bill on the Senate floor Tuesday.
Republicans lost the election. Biden is president. I'm majority leader. Instead of doing what you're supposed to do in a democracy, win over the people you didn't win before, they're trying to stop the people who didn't vote for them from voting. That is autocratic, anti-democratic, small d, and not what America is all about. It's a new phase of what used to be called Jim Crow. The Freedom to Vote Act is a necessary step to put an end to these assaults on the franchise. As majority leader, it's my intention to hold a vote on this bill as soon as next week.
Of course, the bill will face a tough road in the Senate, where it would need 60 votes to become law. That gives Republicans the power to stop the measure with a filibuster. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.